The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports. Right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the world of sports. NBA playoffs are underway. Major League Baseball in full throttle. And yes, the NHL Hockey Stanley Cup playoffs underway. Unbelievable stuff when you really think about it. A couple of decent games in the NBA. You had Washington beat Toronto on the road, and that was really the only shocker, if you will. And you know what? A young Milwaukee Buck team playing against the Chicago Bulls, very expected if you ask me. I wasn't surprised by the outcome there. Again, man, you gotta take things in stride. You got to really think about how things are going to be in the future, not really necessarily for today, but thinking about today, a whole slate of games, Celtics and Cleveland, Nets and Hawks, Trailblazers, Grizzlies, and then the Spurs and the Clippers and the Nightcapper. Should be a really, really good day of NBA basketball. I know we got to kick it to a break, and I know that we're going to have Jeff Rich join me in just a moment, as he does each and every week. We'll hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports, in just a moment, too. So keep it close. So much happening in the world of sports.
For more information,
you can get involved, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Again, you're hanging out with Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA. Right back.
Inhaling harsh chemicals while you're cleaning? I'm Danny Lipper with tips for today's homeowner. If you dread chores like cleaning the bathroom because of those chemical smells, then stay tuned. I have a few solutions coming right up, right after this.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Want to take back control? A Generac Home Standby Generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, automatically, whether you're home or away. Control your power, control your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
For more information, visit Generac.com or call 855-886-8203.
Many of the cleaners we use for our bathrooms use bleach and other harsh chemicals to disinfect and cut through soap scum, but this chore doesn't have to be an assault on your sinuses. You can make a great cleaner that will disinfect and deodorize by simply mixing a 1-to-1 solution of vinegar and water in a spray bottle. Once clean and dry, coat the shower door with one of the many water-repellent formulas available designed for car windshields. This treatment creates a barrier between the water and the glass so water droplets run off quickly. That means dirt and soap scum roll right off and water droplets never get a chance to calcify on the surface, so all you need to clean the glass is a soft cloth and water. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
On sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons of things happening in the sports world. So much going on. It's unbelievable when you really think about it. Both NHL and NBA playoffs going on. Major League Baseball. Arena football. I mean, to be honest with you, sports just never stop. Speaking of never stopping, got my man Jeff Rich now. Jeff, how you doing this morning, man?
Hey, what's up, man? You know, I don't think I can ever stop watching sports.
Well, we're going to have to figure out how to get Jeff coming through a little bit better. So, well, as soon as we figure that out, I'll get back to Jeff. But again, man, a ton of things happening in the sports world. We had the NBA playoffs get started yesterday. NHL hockey playoffs have just gotten started as well. Again, more games to happen today in the NBA and the association. Major League Baseball, you know, I'll be honest with you. I've gotten out to an interesting start of watching some of these games. I'm catching the D-backs a little bit more often than I normally do, to be honest with you. And I'm kind of catching on and watching them a lot. I'll tell you what, this Bradley kid, absolutely phenomenal. I just don't know what the deal is if this guy kind of came out of nowhere when you think about it. This Arizona Diamondbacks aren't supposed to be that good, but yet right now, in the very early, again, we all know baseball, it's a marathon. This is not a sprint by any means. So, but early, very good signs from this D-back team that really wasn't supposed to be very good when you think about it. And they've gotten out of the gate all right. They're playing okay. And ultimately, I think that it's going to wind up being the L.A. Dodgers and the Giants. But the Giants have really gotten out of the gate slow. So we'll just have to see how that all goes. And in the NHL, let's just take a look at some of the games.
Hey, Dorf. You know,
there you are, Jeff. What's up, man?
You know the Giants are experiencing their year-after hangover. We've seen it twice already over the last 4 years. And I have a feeling we're going to see it again. You know, they bounced back with a win over the Diamondbacks on Saturday. But, you know, that losing skid, you know, when you're celebrating world championships, wearing gold numbers and flaunting your rings for the cameras, you got to be playing better baseball. And, you know, I think the Giants were inspired to play better, you know, with a 4-1 victory on Saturday night. But that's not a team that looks like a championship caliber team by any stretch of the imagination to this point.
I agree 100%. Hey, what can you say about Archie Bradley? I mean, the kid is pretty unbelievable. I'm very impressed with how he's come out of the gate.
You know, there was so much hype, you know, with us being in the Phoenix area. There was so much hype surrounding this kid. You know, he was going to be the franchise savior. They traded away all that young pitching talent, and they waited for this kid to come up through the pipeline. And I tapered my expectations, especially after 2014 when he just didn't have the stuff to get the call up to the major league level. But he's lived up to it through his first couple starts. You know, again, let's taper our expectations after this good start and see what happens after hitting instructors get the tape on him and these hitters know how to handle him.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, everybody, when they go around the first time, they seem to have a lot of success. And then it's about when people have the book on you, how do you react and how do you respond to that? So I totally understand and agree with what you're saying. But with that being said, he's gone out there and looked poised, looked confident, under control. So you got to take some good with the bad. And yes, they're going to get the book on this kid. They're going to kind of know what his stuff is. But at that time, Jeff, then it's about him and going out there and making it happen. And yeah, these guys kind of know what I can do now, but I'm still going to throw it right by you and you're not going to be able to catch up to it, or I'm going to put it somewhere where you just can't hit it. So ultimately, man, I'm impressed is all I'm trying to say with what this guy's shown me thus far.
Oh, absolutely. A bright spot on a bad team. You know, they've got a good little future going. I don't know if you're hearing about what this kid, Peter O'Brien's doing down at the AAA level, but
yeah.
They're expecting him to be the next catcher. He's been playing some left field. He's getting at bats, and he's one of those guys that's going to play every day, regardless if he's a catcher or not. They're going to find a way to get him into ball games because he could just hit the cover off the ball and he gets on base all the time. I'm really impressed with everything I'm hearing about this guy down at AAA.
Yeah, but speaking of catcher, you know what? They're getting a pretty good effort right now out of the guy they got in there. Some unbelievable stops I saw him make, in a couple of games, maybe two games ago. A lot of balls down low in the dirt. He's digging them and saving things. And I'll tell you what, the game the other night, the 7-6 victory was absolutely unbelievable when you think about it, because they give them three, maybe four opportunities to win that ball game. I'm talking about the Giants. Giants couldn't do it. D-backs just kind of kept clawing and scratching and battling, and they got the two runs there, I think, in the 11th inning, and that was enough to do it. But gave them a lot of chances to win that ball game, and the Giants really couldn't capitalize. So I think what you said to a certain degree is very well said and a great point. Little hangover thus far from the Giants, and it does seem like every other year they sort of go down a path and they're just not the same. So we'll see if they can shake it. But right now, obviously, the Dodgers, the king of the division, and the Rockies off to a good start, and they've seemed to come down to earth a little bit too, because they're playing the Dodgers a little bit. So reality will set in here sooner or later, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny. It's hard to get a grip on these baseball games this early in the season, unless there's really nothing else going on. I mean, just Saturday afternoon, I'm watching the Golden State game. That game turns into a blowout, so I flip over to the Blues Wild game.
Yeah.
And, that one gets a lot of control at the end. The Blues end up pulling that one out 4-1. And I flip back over, and Golden State's not blowing out New Orleans anymore. I missed the entire comeback because I decided to watch some playoff hockey. And then at the end of the day, I'm watching the Baltimore, the Orioles play the Red Sox, and what's a really good game between two really good teams in the American League, in my opinion. And it's just underwhelming because you've watched these games that mean so much, and then you flip over and it's 1-162 in the first month of a 5-month season. So it's easy to keep things in perspective, but baseball gets kind of a raw deal with what they overlap with, and it happens again in September with football.
Yeah, and speaking of action and whatnot, the NBA playoffs just got underway yesterday as well, Saturday. Wizards are the only road team to win, and I actually like the Wizards to win that series. And it's not just because they won the game the other day, it's also because they just are, to me, they're a team that's ready to make something happen in the playoffs to a certain degree. And then also, Toronto came into the playoffs struggling and not playing very good basketball. So seeing the Wizards get game one doesn't surprise me. Game two, I expect Toronto to win that one, and we'll have ourselves a really good series. But I do like the Wizards to get this series at the end of the day, maybe in six games. But Pelicans, like you said, go down 106-99. Really have a very strong second half, really a really strong third or fourth quarter, to be honest with you. They've just played really well, got back in the game. Anthony Davis, man, what can we say about this kid? First playoff game, 35 points, and I believe the only guy to ever do that was, back in the day, Lou Alcindor, who, by the way, just we obviously hope our hearts and prayers go out to him and his family, because he underwent some surgery for cancer, but pretty impressive out of that young man.
Oh, absolutely. Every couple of years we get one of those marquee players. You got to remember, there's one year that you get like an Anthony Davis or Kyrie Irving at the top of the draft, and some years it's Anthony Bennett, like the Cavaliers took a few years ago. So
yeah.
It's not every year you get a new player on the scene in this exciting agenda of the NBA, which we call the playoffs. I think it's great seeing Anthony Davis there. I think that it's great watching the Splash Brothers. That series is going to be compelling, regardless of if it goes seven or Golden State ends up running away with it.
No, I agree, man. It's look, I don't think it's going seven. I think that the Pelicans may win a game in their home court, and that's about it. Speaking of that, the Bulls beating up on the Bucks a little bit. I'm not surprised. I am a little bit surprised with how good Derrick Rose looked. That was impressive. I'm glad to see it. And then the Mavericks and the Rockets. I'll tell you what, the Rockets just got more guys that can make buckets at the end of the day. And Dirk Nowitzki struggled a little bit. So, anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorf Fan, we're just getting loose. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor in sports. We're going to break down some baseball, get into some hockey. Close. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out. Fourth Violent, USA. We'll be back.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me as he always is each and every Sunday. You can be with us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports. And also follow us here at Sports Byline USA. We're now going to kind of shift gears, Jeff, as we always do. Bring in our good friend that we just actually got to see this week, which was pretty cool, as always. It's become kind of somewhat of a something that we do. It's sort of a...
It's an annual tradition, man.
It's an annual... Yeah, it's become an annual tradition here. I mean, last year we started it. This year we continued it. And I fully expect it to just keep on growing year in and year out. And that is none other than our professor of sports, John Poulter, was in Phoenix. He's now back in Canada. John, how you doing, man?
Morning, guys. Doing very well, thanks. Got home about 10 p.m. Eastern last night and suffering from a little bit of jet lag, I guess. It's 25 after 11 on Sunday morning here. 45 degrees, just a little bit different temperature-wise than Phoenix. It was an interesting holiday. I've been to Arizona many times, as you know, but this year was a little different, being down there for a month, including 2 weeks of spring training, and quite a different feeling to get home. And retiring from my banking career in December, it's kind of nice that I don't have to face going to work Monday morning. So quite a different experience for me. Very enjoyable, and finished off with a great lunch with the two of you on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, vacation. So basically you're going from a vacation in Phoenix, Arizona, back to a vacation there in Canada. So at the end of the day, it's pretty darn good, isn't it?
It doesn't get a whole lot better than that. if I could just bring back some of that Phoenix weather with me, it would be just about perfect.
I hear you there, man. It's another one of those perfect days, not a cloud in the sky, and I'm sure it's going to be right around 90 degrees. So you know what? It's our reality. It's our normal, if you will, but... It was great seeing you, obviously. Great chatting, great having lunch with you. And I got your answer on that question I had for you last night. So I do appreciate you shooting that over to me. And why not? Let's just kind of get into it right away. Let's start with NHL hockey playoffs, because normally we talk baseball with you right away. And instead, let's shift gears a little bit and let's get into it. You know, a couple of those series have just gotten underway. All of them have gotten underway, obviously. But... realistically, you know what? It all got started, I believe. What was it on Thursday night?
Is that everything started Wednesday night? Four games Wednesday. Four the other eight teams started Thursday, and then back to the original rotation Friday and Saturday. So every series now has played two games, and starting with today. Getting into game three, and the venues change because, of course, in a best of seven, it's a 2-2-1-1-1 format in the NHL. So we're going to see a change of venue today in those games, and it's important, I guess, for every team because we've got two series that are 2-0 and the rest of the series are 1-1. And as we've discussed several times, you're never really out of a series until you've lost at home. So it's going to be important for the teams that are down 2-0 to win those at least that first game at home to get back in the series. And
sure.
For the teams that won the first game on the road, getting home and facing their home fans for the first time and having their support for the first time, important that they take advantage of that road win and don't let it fritter away.
Absolutely. Well, let's kind of look through the series that are happening, and we'll start with today's action. You know, you've got the Capitals, you got the Islanders, and that series, as you're talking about, they are tied up 1-1. Predators, Blackhawks, that is tied up at 1-1. Canadiens.
Hey, about that series, real quick, John.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got a sounds like we've got a goalie controversy brewing there in Chicago. Are they going to be able to handle that? And is there a precedent for teams making the switch in the middle of the playoffs and having it work out?
Well, there's been a number of situations where two goalies have played well in the playoffs. I can't think of one recent, Jeff. For the most part, a team has settled on a number one goalie by the time the playoffs start, and they generally ride that guy as long as he's playing well. We've had situations, of course, where guys have been injured, which has forced a change. But I'm not sure I'd call it a goalie controversy in Chicago, but it's certainly going to be a tough question that Joel Quenneville is going to have to answer. I mean, Corey Crawford realistically has earned the start over the course of the long sample size of the 82-game schedule. But certainly in terms of playing the first two games, Scott Darling has been the better goaltender of the two. He is, of course, a rookie. He's a Chicago native, so I guess there's a little bit of pressure there. But the Blackhawks, having won one game in Nashville, which they had to do as yeah. the team without home ice advantage, they can't afford to lose tonight or this afternoon at the United Center. So it's going to be a critical decision for Quenneville in terms of who he plays. You know, common sense would tell you that Crawford is probably the guy to go to simply because of the pride factor and the experience. But certainly in terms of the way they've been playing the last couple of days, you'd have to think that Scott Darling deserves a chance to go. I suspect whoever starts is going to be on a pretty short leash. If after the first period he's not playing that well, I don't think Quenneville will have any hesitation whatsoever to go into the other guy.
Some interesting developments there with the Blackhawks, because obviously it's you want to have things where people are knowing what's going to happen instead of potentially, hey, this is going on, so we got to make this change and this adjustment. So that could be tough for them. So you're, like you said, I think it is important for someone to get out there and play well and hold the fort down, if you will. Canadians and Senators, that's a series that the Canadians are up 2-0. Senators have any shot to get back in this thing, John?
Yeah, they do. The first two games have been relatively close. Interestingly, over the last couple of years, the Senators have kind of had the Canadiens' number. Canadiens have won two very close games in this series, the second one in overtime. A little disappointed, and again, I only saw the highlights having just got back, but I'm disappointed that the NHL did not do something penalty-wise against P.K. Subban for the nasty slash on Mark Stone in Game 1. He was given a five-minute major and a game misconduct, but to me it was pretty much a deliberate slash. He should have been suspended for another game, and guess who scores the key goal in Game 2 but Subban, and the Senators now find themselves going home down 0-2. Probably not surprising when you look at the number of points each team accumulated over the regular season. I mean, there's a reason one's a 2 seed, one's a 7 seed. But still, I'd like to see that series get close. It did get ugly in the first game. These two teams have a history, so I expect that to continue. I'm going to say we're still looking at a 6-game series here.
And then another all-Canadian series here with the Canucks and the Flames. That's tied up at 1-1. I think we're going to just have another great series here.
Yeah, that's another two teams that have a long history. And Calgary got down 1-0 in Game 1, tied it in the third period, and then scored the winning goal with 29 or 30 seconds to go in the third period in Game 1. Canucks came back and evened it up in Game 2. So I guess we now have a situation where Calgary just has to win its home games and they're home free. That series is pretty much a toss-up. I think either team can win the series, and I think either team is quite capable of winning in the other team's building.
Hey, real quickly, we've only got a couple minutes before the break. First and foremost, can you hang a little bit on the next segment, and then we can talk a little bit more hockey and then get into some baseball?
Yeah, no problem at all.
Okay, Penguins and Rangers tied up at 1-1. Maybe closer than people thought here, or are these two teams just rivals and they're going to have some great battles?
A little bit of both. Again, let's not get too bent out of shape on the difference in the points. Penguins had a lot of injuries. They're still a very talented team. I don't think they're as good as the Rangers, but when you've got players like Fleury and Crosby and Malkin, you know, these guys are not going to go out quickly and quietly. Crosby played a great game last night. I saw about the last 15 minutes of that game after I got home, and the Rangers made it a closer game than it really was, because the Rangers scored, I think, with about 3 seconds left in the game, something along those lines. A few cheap penalties in that game. Pittsburgh have had a reputation for being a little bit undisciplined this year, which has cut down on Crosby's ice time. And when you put a player like that on the bench because of penalties, it's not going to help you at all. But Crosby looked like his old self last night in the period of hockey that I saw. So I think that's going to be close. And once again, we have the Penguins going home. They got to take advantage of the fact that they won that that game in New York.
Yeah, just about up against a break here. Blues in the Wild. Those two games basically was whoever got out early was the team that was going to win those games. The Wild got out early game one. The Blues get out early game two, and that's pretty much the end of those two games.
Yep, same thing both games.
Yeah.
Again, the Wild have won the one game they needed to in St. Louis, but I think you'll see them split in Minnesota, and I think when we go back to St. Louis later this week, you're going to see it at 2-2.
Yeah, I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think what we really got here is a lot of great hockey action coming to us, and none of these series are going to go down easy. I really don't think, you know, maybe a couple of those 2-0 series, the Jets and the Ducks, that's one of those where the Ducks are up 2-1. 2-0, but they did win the other day. So, really good stuff in the NHL hockey playoffs thus far. Keep it close. John Poulter, our professor of sports, is with us. We're going to get into some baseball, and Jeff's going to get more active on that conversation. So, sorry about not keeping you in the mix there, Jeff, but on the other side, Major League Baseball. We do want thoughts. We do want opinions. 1-800-878-7529. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Pile with Sam.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Thoughts and opinions encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports. And then also check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Continuing with our man, John Poulter, professor of sports, just out here in Phoenix, Arizona. Again, we did get to have lunch and hang out a little bit and talk sports in like person instead of doing it via the radio show. So that was really cool. But I do now want to switch gears and talk some baseball with you instead of talking hockey.
Hey Dorf, go ahead. I got one thing for John before we move to baseball.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of non-sporting events, related to sports that, we've had to follow this week. There was a controversy with a, ESPN reporter that I don't know if we want to get into or not, but there was also the, NHL draft lottery, as hyped as it's ever been. Disappointing for the Arizona Coyotes is the worst case scenario. They fall to third, but, could you tell our listeners what's going on, what Edmonton and potentially Buffalo are getting with these two very, very prized prospects?
Well, in terms of the two prized prospects you refer to are Connor McDavid, who's the center with the Erie Otters of the Ontario Hockey League, which is, I guess in terms of quality hockey, is probably the equivalent of major college football in the States. It's a guy who's playing well in the OHL is a guy is the same as a guy who's playing well at Ohio State or Michigan or Notre Dame or USC, one of the major colleges. McDavid is a very smooth center. He's one of these guys that'll put up 4 or 5 points a game and think nothing of it. Great player. He's very young. He's barely 18. He's almost not even draft eligible. He's one of the few players that's played major junior hockey at a fairly young age, and whoever gets him is getting the complete player. But he probably isn't going to be the complete player for a couple of years. I just hope that whoever drafts him doesn't ruin him by trying to put too much pressure on him as being a savior on a bad team. The guy that's probably the number two is a guy by the name of Jack Eichel, who's a U.S. boy playing at Boston University. At the start of the year, the two of them were neck and neck. I think McDavid has sort of jumped a little bit ahead of Eichel over the course of the year through two reasons: performance at the World Junior Championships between Christmas and New Year, and secondly, the fact that Eichel plays a much shorter schedule in college hockey than McDavid would in junior A hockey in Canada. So whoever gets the first two picks, two great players. Feel a little bit badly for the Coyotes because, usually if you finish second, you deserve to get one of the top two players. But, the sad part is that Edmonton's real need is goaltenders and defensemen. They got lots of young star forwards. But how do you pass up a chance to draft a guy like McDavid? So I look for them to do something, perhaps trade one of their stud young scorers for a good defenseman, a good goaltender, and then replace the forward by drafting McDavid. But both guys, great players, Jeff.
That is the voice of John Poulter breaking it down. Anything hockey, if you will, could be playoffs, could be draft, you name it. He's got you covered. Now let's switch gears and let's talk a little baseball. And this is kind of what I'm thinking here as I look at the standings of everything. The American League East is up for grabs with everybody, to be honest with you. Nobody is going to, at least thus far, nobody's running away with things. In the Central, you got Detroit and you got Kansas City, and then you got everybody else. In the West, I think you got another great race. It could be Oakland. It could be the Angels. It could be, right now, surprisingly, Houston. It could be Texas. It could be Seattle. Right now, I think that division is going to be very competitive. The National League East, very surprised at how this has turned out thus far. Again, we all know it's a marathon, it's not a sprint. But the Mets have come out and kind of shocked the world of baseball right now and playing fantastic. So that's a little interesting. In the Central, I think we thought that this was going to be a race between a bunch of teams. I'm just surprised that the Brewers have absolutely stunk it up the way that they have so far. And to be honest with you, maybe it has something to do with last season, starting out so well, being the division leader for 150 games, and then falling flat on their face. It's just kind of come right into this season as well. And then in the West, things are starting to settle down. The Dodgers are probably the best team in this division. They're atop the division now. The Rockies are kind of settling in a little bit. They've lost a couple games in a row. I think the team to look out for is the Padres, because at the end of the day, they made a bunch of moves, and we'll see how everything works out for them. But is baseball as simple as I'm making it seem, John?
I'm not so sure that it's simple. And, you know, as we've said many times, the first 2 weeks are kind of upside down. You know, you look at the conversation we had last week about the fact that the standings were totally reversed as to what we would have expected. And here we are a week later where 50% of those races are now the way we would expect them. So, you know, let's look at it again in 2 weeks, and I think you'll probably find that water has found its own level and everybody is back to where they should be. But, you know, we look at each of those divisions and, you know, quickly in order. The American League East, I agree with you, that's anybody's decision, division. Every team in that division has warts of some kind or another. So, you know, a lot of that is going to depend on how they play against each other, and obviously that's where the biggest part of the schedule is. So they can kind of sort that out amongst themselves. The interesting thing with the Tigers, 9-2 without Justin Verlander. Kansas City got out real fast, won their first seven. They're now 8-3, so they've obviously lost 3 of 4. White Sox, Cleveland, Minnesota, kind of where we expected them to be. I thought Cleveland might be a little better than 4-6, but I think they're hurt by injuries. I think the injury to Gomes is going to hurt them big time, and you know, Jeff can probably chime in on that because I know they're near and dear to his heart. But I think that's going to be a big loss for the Indians.
Well, you know, and Brantley's missed time. Carrasco took the line drive off his skull. I mean, if you had to ask an Indians fan who the four least dispensable players would be, it'd be Corey Kluber, Carlos Carrasco, Yan Gomes, and Michael Brantley. And three of the four have missed at least a day of playing time due to injury. That Gomes injury is really going to sting, though. Roberto Perez has played well in the last couple of days in substitution of Gomes.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, you can't, as you say, there's four key players there. You can't take one out for, a couple of months and the others out for a little while and hope to fill in. The thing is, I think they're going to have to try and stay close until those guys get back. And the way the Tigers have been playing, I think they're going to level out a little bit. I don't see them playing at that pace for the rest of the season. AL West is a little bit of a crapshoot. The Astros are a big surprise. So are Seattle at 4-7, but Felix Hernandez struck out 12 last night, so it sounds like he might be on the way back. Mets are a huge surprise, 9-3 out of their 8 of their last 10, 7 in a row. That's probably going to straighten itself out as well. I don't see Washington playing at 5-7 pace for the year. Yeah, the Central's probably all over the place as we expected. Milwaukee's been disappointing. I see they even batted Ryan Braun at leadoff yesterday in an attempt to try and get out of the slump that they're in. And the National League West, I think the Dodgers have kind of come to where we all expected them to be. Colorado and Arizona, a little bit better than we would have anticipated. I'm not sure what's wrong in San Francisco. It's Jeff's theory is it's the odd year, and that's probably partially true, but they're 4-9. They had a horrible spring. Lots of experience, lots of talent there. I don't see that being a 4-9 team pace for the rest of the year, but they can't afford to let themselves get too far behind the Dodgers. So I think we're in for some real interesting baseball, but once again, we're 2 weeks into it, 26-week season. We're 1/13, 8 or 9% of the season. Lots of things can happen, as Milwaukee found out last year and as we've discussed. I think it was important for Milwaukee to come out of the gate fast this year and not continue that last 30-day spell that they had at the end of last year. And unfortunately, they're in a situation at 2-9 where they've got a lot of ground to make up.
Absolutely. And speaking of coming out of the gate quick, what can you say about this Archie Bradley kid that pitches for the Arizona Diamondbacks? Jeff and I talked a little bit about it early, but I've now seen this kid twice. He's impressed me both times with his poise, with his confidence, with his control, and it's just the basic understanding that this kid has at a very, very early time in his career. Are you as impressed with him as I am?
Well, he's certainly a bright spot on what looks to be a bad team. He's 2-0 this season in the majors. I looked at his 2014 stats, and I see that he was 2-3 at AA Mobile, and he was 1-4 at AAA Reno. And I don't know whether that speaks to his ability or the quality of the farm system. You guys would be a heck of a lot more up to date on the quality and the depth of the Diamondbacks farm system than I am. But Pacific Coast League, where Reno plays, has never been known as a pitcher's environment. It's always been a hitter's environment. So perhaps to see a pitcher with a 1-4 record there, where balls kind of jump out of the park real quick, isn't a surprise. Double-A ball is good quality baseball, and you know, a guy's 2-3. Maybe he just had a situation where he played in games where his teams didn't get him any runs. But I'm a little surprised that a guy has jumped to the majors and has taken off that quickly. But the Diamondbacks need somebody that's going to grab things for them and bring some fans into the seats and give the fans something to talk about. So I think it's a great story.
Well, and what Jeff said earlier makes a lot of sense, too, is that this is his first go-around with guys, and we all know how it all works. The first time around, the pitchers are way ahead, or in most cases, the pitchers are more ahead of the batters because they don't know the scouting report on this guy, and he's probably done his homework, and even if he hasn't done his homework, it's the first time you're seeing this guy. So, second time around, that's really when we'll find out how good Archie Bradley is, yes or no?
Oh, for sure. We've seen that 100 times where, you know, a guy rips up the league the first time through, but by the time, as you say, everybody's had a chance to look at some video and the scouts have had a chance to talk to the guys that have played against him in the minors, and they've had a chance to change the defense and that kind of stuff, all kinds of things. You know, a young pitcher tends to get a little excited in terms of too many fastballs and falling in love with one particular pitch. Experienced hitters are going to find a way to beat that at the end of the day. So let's look at it when he's got 30 or 40 innings under his belt, and let's hope he's doing as well then as he is right now.
Hey, Jeff, throw one more question at John today, and we'll let him take off.
Well, hey, you know, there's a lot of hype surrounding the San Diego Padres offseason. I know we've got a small sample size. The concern was their defense. You know, they sit at 7-5, good for third place in the National League West currently. I know it's a small sample size, but can we evaluate how their offseason has played out early?
I think it's about where I expected it to be, Jeff. You know, I don't think that they're quite in the Dodgers class. When I looked at the off season, I didn't think they were in the Giants class either. But after watching some spring training games and looking at the standings after spring training, I have to think the Padres might be right now a bit better team than San Francisco. I think at the end of the year they're going to be better than Colorado and Arizona. So my guess is it's going to come down to how well the Giants can get back in this race. And, you know, we're at that point where a team can win 8 out of 12, you know, 10 out of 15, 12 out of 20, and all of a sudden can vault themselves right back in.
Absolutely. Hey, John, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of Dodge. As always, really appreciate your time. Great seeing you this week. And can't wait to talk to you next week when we got more NHL hockey playoffs and more Major League Baseball to talk about.
Yeah, likewise. Great to see you last week, and thanks very much again for a great lunch, and we'll look forward to chatting next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joins us each and every week. Keep it close. Another hour is to come. We're going to wrap this thing up, Jeff and I, and then Fred Wallen on the horizon. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits.
and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
If you're looking for the perfect dentist to fit your needs, you need to call the Find My Dentist hotline. We're a free service that finds quality local dentists matched exclusively to your needs. We've been helping customers just like you find the perfect dentist since 1986. Many people want to go to a dentist, but they don't know how to find one that's right for them. So we do all the searching for you. With thousands of quality dentists nationwide, whatever you need, we can help you. From basic services like getting your teeth clean to teeth whitening, getting dentures, braces, and more. Basically, if it involves your mouth, we can find the best dentist for you. We're here 24 hours a day to help, and we even have Spanish agents available. So call now. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And just a reminder, we are brought to you in part today by Homeowner Television, Radio, and Online Home Improvement with Danny Lipford. Danny is one of America's leading home improvement experts for all local listings and online videos and articles. Go to todayshomeowner.com. That's todayshomeowner.com. Hey, Jeff, and in the final minutes here we have before the next hour, and we hook up with Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. We can hear about all the disasters that are going on with LA sports and whatnot. We really haven't talked that much NBA basketball, and I'm sure we'll do that with Fred too, because he definitely is a fan of the association. But, you know, we mentioned the great performance from Anthony Davis, but realistically, I think the better games are going to be happening today with, you know, Portland and Memphis and then San Antonio and the LA Clippers. I'm excited for those couple of series. How about you?
I got to play the homer card here and be excited for the first Cleveland Cavaliers playoff game in 5 years. Expectations are obviously sky high for this team. I think it's 16 wins or bust, but the journey starts on Sunday for LeBron and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love playing both the latter two playing in their first ever postseason.
No, and you know what? That's a great point, because Cleveland looked pretty shaky to start the year. They definitely righted the ship quite a bit, and they're like the toughest two seed I've ever seen. So should be very interesting to see how they get out. They got the Celtics. I'm not really thinking that they're going to cause a problem, but we'll see what happens. Stranger things have happened. But anyways, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon. That means Fred Wallen's going to join us. So stick close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, and Fred Wallen. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be back in a few. Keep